Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Tennessee lawmakers have passed a $58 billion budget investing in rural hospitals, school vouchers, and law enforcement. WPLN's Mariana Bacayao reports on what's included.
While the state's typical sources of revenue are down, the legislature is counting on a new tax on inhalable hemp products to add $130 million to the budget. That's despite new laws discouraging hemp sales in the state and the fact that last year, tax collections on the industry totaled less than half that figure. This is Tennessee's first lean budget year in a while and the last of Governor Bill Lee's term. He was successful in expanding the school voucher program, although the legislature didn't fully commit to doubling the number of vouchers to 40,000 like the governor wanted. They still allocated the money to fund that many in the future. Lee was also able to get funding to expand the number of state troopers dedicated to fighting crime in Memphis, but the legislature slashed money he had set aside for youth programs in the city. Mariana Bacayao, WPLN News.
National Nurses United will protest against an HCA gala in Nashville this weekend, decrying the healthcare giant's use of AI technology from Palantir. The Nurses Union says it's concerned about patient data security, as well as potential staffing cuts, since the software will make staffing decisions, according to the union's news release. The union also takes issue with Palantir's use by the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security in surveilling and detaining immigrants in the country, as well as its deployment in Israeli military efforts in Gaza. Nurses and other Nashville labor unions will be outside HCA's gala Saturday at the Frist Art Museum, handing out informational flyers and urging the company to, quote, purge Palantir from its systems. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN News.